Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bongs. He's Danny Tokes, and this is The Stash. Danny will be joining me momentarily, guys, I think. Hold on. Okay. He's replying to me. Let's see if he's gonna call in. All right, everybody, it is Wednesday. You know that means it is Wednesday. So if you got it, smoke it. All right. While we're waiting on Danny to call in, let's just see. Oh, he's trying to call in right now, guys. All right, while we're waiting on him to call in, we'll go ahead and get to the ads for this week. Tired of the same old Facebook challenges. Fuck the ice bucket challenge. Piss on the tortilla challenge. You want to be hardcore? You got to do the Chris Farley challenge. Yep, you flop around on the floor. Then you snort a line off your dog's asshole. Then you star in two pretty funny movies and a few okay ones. And then you snort another line off of an asshole of a choosing. So there you go. It's one way of doing it. All right. And the second one is comic book fans be on the hunt for Ink God Shane's McFuzzy Ball's newest book, The Stone Ranger. Come take a puff in the Old West with the Stone Ranger and his character of friends and foes, such as Indian Chief Rose with joints, Outlaw Brown Buds, and Deputy Sparky Bowles, as they live high in the West. And last and not least, yo, Rose in the World is starting their own dating site for husky people, calling it Plenty of Fish Dicks. Also working on an adult cooking site, Porn on the Cob. All right. Thank you, guys. And those are the ads for this week. Let's check in with Danny and see what's going on. Let's see here. Okay. We're still waiting on him. I'm going to wait on him to call in, guys, before I get into the news for the week. What I'll do is I'll go ahead and talk about next week's episode. Next week's episode is going to be a little different, a little special. We're going to do a autism awareness episode. We're going to have a guest come on who has a couple kids who have autism. She's going to explain to us the different levels of autism, the difference in it all. Stuff like that. If you guys have any questions, feel free to write me throughout the week. I will ask them. No, there is no dumb questions. We're all just going to play ignorant to the fact and learn. But I feel like it would be a pretty good episode, an autism awareness episode, because this is Autism Awareness Month. So that would be good. See here. Besides that, got to wait on him to call in. We got him on the line. What'd it do, Jigaboo?
Yeah. What's up, buddy? You can't say that on live TV.
What up, brother, man?
That's cancel call for you right there. No, man, I had to restart my phone. I'm sorry. I was on BFE, so like Wi-Fi calling sometimes doesn't
work. You're good. I just did the ads, and then I was just letting them know about we're doing an autism awareness episode next week. I figured that would be pretty fun.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna wear my brightest color T-shirt and make sure the sounds are appealing.
I think it'd be a good episode. It'd be a learning episode.
Yeah.
It'd be something a little different for our fans. And who knows, we might even make some new fans off of this, guys. So let's, let's learn together.
Oh, yeah, no.
There's been a few random things since we've done our show, bro. What do you think of these freaking school shootings that's been going on? I ask because you have two kids, and let me ask you this, man. Are you sending them to school, or are you going to try to homeschool them?
We've been back and forth. We've been back and forth a lot. We don't want our kids to have, like, the social disawkwardness of being homeschooled, like, where they're never around kids, so when they get out in public, they act all weird and Naruto run and stuff.
Right.
At the same time, our job as parents is to keep our kids safe. So not, like, putting them in a position where it could be, like, what we've got, what we're facing now.
Right.
We're kind of at a standstill right now. I want to do homeschooling, honestly, because I want to do homeschooling, but we're at a standstill with it. My wife wants to do homeschooling too, but it's just a matter of, like, you have to do what's best for them, and they want school, they want to go to school, they want to ride the bus, and, you know, all that fun stuff. But
I mean, you got to think about it. What kid wouldn't, though, you know? Could they go hang out with their friends all day, stuff like that?
Yeah, I mean, school sounds great to kids before they've been there, you know.
Yeah.
Before kids go to school, it sounds like a fantastic idea. And then when you got to wake up 5 days a week, it's a pretty shitty experience. But doing the school has been, I don't know, school has been a topic for us. We don't want to do homeschool, or we don't want to do public schooling because of all the crazy shit going on in the world and people and potential hazards and risks and everything. I think we're going to do homeschooling, but not set for sure yet.
All right, well, let me ask you this question, bro, because when I found this out, I didn't know what to think, because this is what our world has came to, okay? You know that shooting that happened at the school a few weeks back with the transgender person, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They put somebody who originally broke the news story on it put, like, he, she, or something, right? Well, people got pissed off because she was a she, he, or something. I'm sorry if I'm mixing shit up. You know what I mean, right? They said the term wrong. So the people apologized to her, or he. So this person killed kids. And then killed, you know, like, the person's dead, so it doesn't really matter, right? But this person killed kids. And then there was such an outrage because somebody called her a guy or some shit, and she's a chick now, or I don't, whatever the fuck the situation is. And so they apologized to her, or him. What do you think of that?
I think the mental illness is the biggest problem that we have in this country.
Yeah, but see, that's not the thing, though. What I'm talking about is, like a news outlet. I forget which one it is. Like a major news outlet broke the story, right? And when they broke the story, they put, like, he, she, and it's a she, he, or something, right? Well,
this
person's family or friends got pissed
people
off
so fucking worried. People
and
so
started
worried
an outroar, and then they apologized to them.
Yeah.
Like, they apologized to the
fuck
person
that.
For calling her the wrong thing, and it's like, this person just killed kids.
Fuck that. Yeah, fuck that.
I mean,
I don't give a fuck what your fucking belief opinions are. If you start killing fucking kids, fuck you. Fuck anybody that fucking stands for it. And if you stand behind somebody like that, you can go fuck yourself too. Because little kids and parents.
I mean, but that's just the world we've came to, bro. That's the snowflake world we live in, where you can go kill somebody, and somebody says something wrong about you, you get apologized to. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't think that's fucking cool, man. If anybody, I've actually read some pieces online where people are like, I actually read a quote, and I can quote this. This is an ideological war. There will be casualties. I read that.
Wow.
And whoever that person is, fuck you. Anybody who thinks that this is fucking okay or this is justified, you can justify fucking – I don't know.
It's just crazy, bro. Like, that's what our world's came to, is this craziness of this shit. Where it's like, you're afraid. Like, I remember right after that one major school shooting, when Columbine, I think it was called, happened back in the late 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a math panic right after all that, where when I went to school for there for like a whole year, we had to have like these see-through plastic backpacks. We had to have everything with like, couldn't have like pencil cases.
Yeah.
You couldn't have this. Like there was like a, you know, like a whole list of things, but it slowly went away like within a year or so. And then like now though, like it, you can't take your guard down. Like then you could take your guard down because it just wasn't happening every other day that there was a school shooting or something. Now it's like every other day is either a school shooting, a church shooting, a mall shooting. Shit, just random shootings.
I mean,
it's like, what the fuck is this world coming to with this shit? And it's
yeah,
not even the gun laws in a way either,
point.
Bro. Like everybody's trying to blame gun laws and shit, and it's not really the gun laws. It's the stupid ass people pulling the trigger. It's these kids that think it's a fucking video game.
Yeah, it's people in mental health situations like that that are occurring.
I mean, you are right with that. It is, for somebody to do that, they do have to have a mental health issue. I do agree to that. There has to be some kind of screws loose in your mind to go up into a place and shoot up some kids and stuff. I mean, it's one thing.
Yeah.
I'm not saying go up to any place and shoot up any place. That's not what I mean by that. But it's one thing to say to walk into a police station, do that, because there's people in there with guns that can defend yourself back. It's another thing to walk up to a freaking school when you know there's no kid in there with a fucking gun. What is it? I mean, come on. I don't get the thought, you know, like the, yeah, I don't get the thought process of this shit. You know what I mean?
People call me a lot of names, man. I've gotten called a lot of names from a lot of people. And walk up into businesses and shoot up places to prove a point.
Well, see, with me, dude, I got picked on a lot in school. Yeah, there was times my feelings were hurt. There's times I came home crying. There's times I was upset. There's times I was pissed off. But I never once thought, well, I thought violence a little bit, you know, like, I want to kick this dude's ass, you know what I mean? But I never once thought, like, I'm going to bring a gun. I'm going to do this, that, or that. I was always taught to use my fist. You know what I mean? Like, I was always taught, if somebody's picking on me, stand up for myself. They swing, I swing. That was the way I was taught. You know, that's just what it was. I wasn't. But it's just like, I don't know, bro. It's just crazy.
Life is just about a crazy balance world. Balance. Like,
yeah, it's just a crazy world.
You have a household with a kid that's taught that violence is never the answer. And then when they finally snap and they say violence is the answer, they're going to go to extremes that they don't even understand. You have to teach a kid balance. To defend yourself.
Right.
But not attack.
Well, see, that's
people.
Me, though.
Like,
down
to, like, the household.
I was always taught violence ain't really the answer. But I was also taught, you know, like, what you're saying, defend yourself. Don't sit there and just take it. You know, like, give them a warning or something. Don't sit there and just be like, oh, I'm going to beat you up right off the bat. Be like, hey, I'm not digging this situation. You know, just you can give them a warning. They keep on. Then you're like, all right, bro. But I turned my violence into words. So instead of being violent towards people, I was more like, oh, you're going to make fun of me? Oh, I'm going to fucking totally make fun of your ass right now. You know, and shit like that. So it was a double-edged sword for me. I was like, all right, yeah, come make fun of me. I'll make fun of you right back.
Yeah, growing up,
but
I didn't
I'm not
really
gonna
have
lie.
To
that it did take me a few years though to get that thick skin of it all. Though I'm not gonna lie about that. But I think it would be like that for anybody thinking about it. You know, when you're younger getting picked on, and you're not thinking like, oh, everything's gonna get better. But when you hit like high school getting picked on, you're like, fuck it. I'm gonna make fun of this dude too.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, you can make fun of me, but I'm banging your girlfriend as soon as I leave this class right now. Anyways, this is the Sash. Hey, do you want to break the news that me and you were talking about, I think, yesterday? About what we're going to...
I'm working on a strain right now, trying to match up some stuff, trying to get it together, and we were talking about doing like a poll on the show, trying to figure out the name of it, I think, right?
Yeah. Pretty much what he's saying, guys, is he is working on a Roasting the World strain. That's what we're just going to call it for now. We're going to do a little contest when he has it all, when everything's figured out and good with it all.
Finally.
We're going to have a contest, try to figure out a name. You know, we get final say in the name, so ha. But Yeah, we want to hear what you guys think. And I think it'd be good, bro. Like I was telling you, who would have thought 20 years ago, sitting in our friend's garage hotboxing it, that one day our dreams would come true of having our own strain of pot.
that's kind of where I'm at. The realization of all that bullshit talk that we talk when we were kids coming to fruition.
Oh, shit. I remember sitting there, like, hotboxing cars and stuff and just talking about the most dumb shit. Like, oh, bro, like, 10 years from now, this and that, da, da. And then it's, like, 20 years later, and we're like, hey, fuck yeah, dude. We are going to get our own strain of pot. Fuck yeah, I am doing comedy. Fuck yeah, we are doing this.
We're pot, man. It just took a little longer than usual.
Yeah. Well, I think we had to get out of a certain area. And when we got out of that certain area, we all kind of blossomed.
Yeah, you have to get out of your comfort zone and make any changes, man.
Yeah. Oh, also, guys, I do want to bring this up. Sorry to bring up a sad moment. One of our friends passed away, I believe, either last night or today from suicide. And we bring this up a lot. We've talked about this a lot in the last couple months. Suicide's never the answer, guys. But I just want to say my heart does go out to Omar and his family. Rest in peace, dude. You were a good homie. Smoke a blunt for me, bro, in heaven, I guess. I don't know. Did you know Omar?
Yeah, I knew him. Not quite.
I mean, I think he was in your class, if I believe, or maybe the class above
yours.
Yeah,
he was in my class. Yeah, we were in school together for a few years, man. Some interactions, good guy. I wasn't, like, really close with him. I knew him in passing.
Was me. Like, I wasn't, like, I wouldn't say we were, like, best friends or nothing like that. But I've been to a few parties he was at, stuff like that. Hung out with him in between classes, lunch, before, after school a few times. Smoked pot with him a few times. You know, stuff like that. He was a good homie.
Yeah.
He was one of the...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he was one of the ones, like, funny as shit, you know, like, pretty cool to chill with, that person.
Yeah, no,
but the way I take it, he let some demons get the worst of him. And my heart goes out to him. I found out through another neutral homie that was posting some stuff on Facebook, and I had to text and ask him, like, hey, what happened? And, yeah.
That's
just sad, man. That makes two friends in the last few years that we've lost, or not even the last few years, two friends recently we've lost. Yeah, one was to suicide, and the other one, a car accident. But that one still gets me a little bit, bro, like just thinking back to shit. Because with her, like I said, I wasn't like the closest, bestest friend to none of them. But I knew him enough to where it was like, damn, bro, like I remember us doing this and that, you know, like shit like that type thing. And you look back and you're like, damn, we're never going to be able to do that again type shit.
Yeah, me and Shelby were pretty close for a lot of years.
Oh, I know, bro.
I mean, we lived down the street from each other. You know what I mean?
See, I was, like I said, I wasn't really the closest to either. Right, I wasn't the closest to her or her brother, but I was in the same grade as her brother since like the sixth grade. So I sort of knew her a little bit. You know, like she was always, you know, Josh's little sister up till like we started smoking pot together and shit.
Yeah, she was a grade behind me, but we lived down the road from each other, and we went to the same schools and same circle of friends, and her and I got pretty close. And yeah,
she was a good homie.
Yeah, that was a hard one. Yeah, but
it's just the world's crazy, bro. Hey, that's what we need to do, that the strain of pot that we're coming out with we'll do a dedication to all the homies that's passed in the last few years.
Yeah.
The dead homie strain.
No, definitely not going to call it that. Cause
instead of calling it like train wreck or something, like home train. All right, let's pick up the flow of the show. Let's get a little funny while we got a little time, because this ain't going to be a long episode, guys. Let's play. I got one. I looked up for last week's episode, and we didn't end up doing it, so I got it on here. Weird laws around the world. So you ready for some weird-ass laws from around the world, bro?
Yeah.
See, it is illegal to it's illegal to chew gum in Singapore. You can get a fine or jail time.
That's weird.
Oh, here's a good one, bro. Here's one that applies to you. It's illegal to hike naked in Switzerland. $100 fine.
Pretty sure that's because that's been a problem in Switzerland.
Right. Okay. Oh, here's a good one.
I wanted to climb this mountain naked.
Right? Because sex is shook from mountain climbing. I don't know why they got a little racist there, guys. I'm sorry. You can't wear Winnie the Pooh t-shirts in Poland. Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. Yeah, the Poland people hate Winnie the Pooh.
We don't like Winnie the Pooh here. And you cannot wear the sweatshirt. Ever.
Okay, let's see. It's illegal to ride a cow while drunk in Switzerland.
It's illegal to drive a cow anywhere.
I think it might be while you're drunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. It's illegal to wear a mask in public in France.
That's terroristic. So yeah.
Let's see here. And last but not least, it's illegal to wear. Let's see. Oh, it's illegal to wear lace underwear in Russia.
Very provocative.
I guess Putin had a thing.
Yeah. Only I wear the lace underwear.
Yeah, it's like only I can wear the race. What? What'd you say? You're gonna win a race? No, I wear the lace.
Yeah.
You're gonna wear the race?
You might want to stop.
Fuck Putin. Go listen to my first few episodes. My first few episodes, I literally say, fuck you, Putin. Call back to Roast in the World, episode 1, 2019.
This should be good when the fucking Russians show up at our house. Like, you two are from the stash, yeah?
Hey, bro, we got Russia listens to us. We got listeners in Russia. In fact, hold on, we'll do a listener shout out. Let's see when we got listeners at right now. We got listeners listening to us in the US, of course. China, Netherlands, Brazil, United Kingdom, what is this? Some place I can't pronounce. Let's see, that's China. Iraq. Zimbabwe.
Oh no.
Germany. What's this one?
You don't
United
remember
Kingdom,
me.
Brazil, Canada. That's about it. So we got some listeners listening from all over right now. That is crazy. All right, like I said earlier, like 20 years ago, chilling, smoking pot. Did you think like? You know, like, oh, man, in the future, we're going to be talking about our old stories of smoking pot and making jokes on, like, a radio show where people all over the world are listening to us.
Oh, no. I thought people all around the world would hear our conversations, but I thought it was more like along the lines it was going to be on a federal indictment.
oh,
like public record, you know what I mean? Like CNN's broadcasting some case, and you'd be like, "Well, we received the phone footage between these two individuals that are now in suspect and the alleged perpetrators of the crime. Now we have their video, their recordings, and we're going to listen to them now."
Shit! Oh no!
Everywhere
right,
people volunteer, like, "Yeah, let's click on these dudes and listen to what they're saying."
Right? It's just, it's crazy to me, like, knowing that there's people, like, in Russia listening to us right now. Shout out
to
you.
Oh, yeah, they're
working
in the Kremlin. They're, like, fucking...
I was just kidding about the Putin jokes. Putin,
you are a cool person.
Please do not put me in your Russian jail. I do not think that would be fun. All right, bro. I got a couple of random news stories here.
Hold on one.
See, a missing man. Oh, I didn't hear you, bro. Sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you there.
No, it's fine. My kids were climbing on the door. Oh, no. My kids were climbing on the door. So
Well, here's a random news story for you, bro. A missing man from the 90s shows back up claiming he was abducted by aliens.
Yeah, his ex-wife found him.
Well, the worst thing was he was found in Mexico, so he could have really been abducted by aliens.
Yeah. He's trying to evade child support payments.
Yeah, he's just getting out of child support payments. Oh, shit. All right, bro. Here's a game we haven't played in a while. Are you ready for some drugs or Florida? I really got to get, like, some kind of switchboard so we can do, like, sound effects. Because it sounds weird to me just doing it myself, like, Florida.
Yeah.
All right. A man... Hold on. Okay. A man found naked in the back of a Greyhound bus. Screaming, I love pumpkin spice.
The drug was K2? I'm just kidding.
It could be, I don't know. I didn't say what drug it was. Oh, damn, I just gave it away.
No.
All right. It's drugs for sure, but can you guess the state? It ain't Florida, I'll give you that one.
Yeah. Greyhound? Probably Oregon.
Yeah. No, it was Kansas.
I was going to say Iowa, but that would have been wrong to do, so.
All right, here's a good one for you, bro. Are you ready for this one? It was drugs in Kansas. All right, you ready for this one, bro? This is a good one. Girl claims she sucked 100 dicks in one day.
Florida.
Yeah, definitely Florida.
I was there.
What, did you draw a number? Were you like number? What number did you end up
37.
Being? 37. Oh, you got a sort of a low number.
Topic.
Yeah, you got sort of a low number. I would have liked like number two, you know. I would have loved the top two.
No.
Would you?
Enough to leave her displeased enough to suck 100 more.
Yeah, right. What if it was one of those things? It's like, I got number one. All right, we're starting with 100 and going down.
Yep.
Oh, shit. How do you, in her mind, like, what crosses her mind to want to do that? Like, oh, man, I woke up today. What I want to do? Suck 100 dicks. I mean, what the fuck?
Probably didn't wake up that way. It just kind of happened. She's like, I'm in a real giving mood today.
How the hell does that just kind of happen? You're just walking down the street and you're just like, can I suck your dick?
She sees a random guy. She's like, hey,
can
I do anything for you? And he's like, as a matter of fact, you can.
And then another friend sees it, and it was just a process of happening. And
she's like, hey, can I do anything for
you?
I didn't think of it that way.
I didn't think of it like that. For some reason, I was thinking like an ICP fan fest or some shit, and some fat chick in makeup just like sitting there in a chair, mouth wide open. And there's like a line of guys drawing numbers. Oh. I've worked hard this last week, guys. My bad. My brain's not working.
I deserve it.
All right, guys. This is our last drugs of Florida. Three men and a baby arrested in... Wait, what? Oh, okay. Three men and a baby arrested in multi-state drug bust.
You know what?
Since that kind of gave it away a little bit, it's drugs and Florida, but can you name the other two states? I'll give you a hint.
Oh.
We've been to one.
Alabama.
I've been to the other one. You probably have too. I think you've been shot in the other one, if I remember right. Can you name these states? Huh?
Texas?
Yes, that's one of them.
Yeah, I got shot there. That's why.
Yeah, that's how I knew that. I was like, I knew you'd get that once I said that.
Yeah. So we're hanging Texas, Alabama.
No, Alabama ain't one of them.
Texas, New Mexico? I mean, I'm trying to figure out the route.
You're close to Mexico.
That's
we
Mexico,
grew up there. Yeah. It's a multi-state drug bust. The people are originally from Florida, the way I take it. But they were involved in this, and people were getting busted in Arizona and in Texas.
Okay. Multi-state drug bust.
That usually means somebody got narked on, don't it? Or somebody did some narking.
Right, yeah. We'll definitely have a conversation after the show is off. yeah, that happened.
Oh.
Multi-state drug bust like
oh,
that.
I want. Oh, is this the. Oh. I didn't even think of that until after you. Oh, okay. Yeah, subject change.
yeah.
All right, guys. Let's just go ahead and we'll pick the other
get
shows
the
and
now.
Then. Yeah. Okay, it just dawned on me. I didn't know that was the same thing. My bad on that, guys. nobody knows what the fuck we're talking about right now, so we're okay. All right, let's pimp the other shows. Tomorrow night we might be doing a special Ask Me Levice. If you want to join us, bro, feel free to call in. You know you're always welcome to.
Yep.
Last episode we all called in. It did awesome, by the way. But somebody hung up out of the blue on us. I don't know why. Not going to name names. Just messing with you, man. But no, if we do one, I'll let you know when you call in or not.
Yeah.
We'll be doing probably another Ask Me Levice maybe Monday. If not, sometime next week. Next week, we will be doing another The Stash on Wednesday. We're going to be doing a special autism awareness one. We're going to have a special guest come on. She has two kids that have autism.
Yep.
One's on the high functioning scale of it. One's, I don't know what to call it, but he's very, like he has it or whatever. I don't know. I'm not trying to be mean to saying it, but, you know, like he has it. So we'll get to see the point of view of
he's
that,
yeah.
How stressful it is. We'll learn a lot, guys. And, everybody be ready for that. So bring your weed, bring your drink, and bring your snacks. Get back and win next week with us. I think it'll be a good episode, bro. When I wrote to you about it, here's the thing. When she first brought it to my attention about it being autism. I'll just be straight. It's my chick's kids, guys. She first brought it to my attention about being autism awareness month. I was like, you know, that's a good topic we can do. And she's like, oh yeah, that'd be cool. And
yeah.
Then I was like, I'm gonna bring you on one of the shows. Oh yeah, that'd be fine. And the only thing was, I was like, what show? And then I thought to myself. Oh, I know what show. I mean, even though this show is about weed and we joke around and, you know, we tell old stories, stuff like that, there's only one co-host I trust to, you know, bring his A game with, can be serious and funny and know what to ask, know when to ask, and know what not to ask and stuff like that without being offensive to people. And, you know, that's you. And that's why I went to you first. And I was like, hey, bro, you want to do it? And you're like, yeah. And so we're doing
it,
guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know me when it comes to, like, serious topics, too. There's certain things I'm, like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Suicide prevention is one. And,
oh, yeah, for sure.
And then children. Anyway.
Well, see, that's the thing a lot of people don't realize with you and me also is, like, Yeah, we can bring the funny. That's, you know, that's easy for us to bring the funny.
Yeah.
But we can also bring the seriousness in our conversation if we need to be. We, like with me, for example,
yeah.
I use my funny to hide behind, but I also know when not to be funny. I know when to be serious. I know when to
right.
use big boy words instead of cussing 24. You know, like, I know, same thing with you. You know how to talk
to
people.
24/7.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that's,
yeah,
you know, that's a common thing. But you know what I mean, though. Like, if you were around, your say, your grandma, you would watch how you'd cuss. You wouldn't try to cuss as much and stuff. You know, stuff like that. Like, you understand
that's
how
right.
to talk around people. Like, if you're just around the homies, then, yeah, you cuss
right.
away type
Leave
shit.
Them.
If you're around a bunch of chicks, you try to, you know, like, you know how to do that. Some people don't have
read
that
the room.
People skills. Yeah.
Yeah,
read the room.
Some
people don't know how to read the room and don't have people skills.
Correct.
And I think you know what co-host I'm talking about with that one. If you're listening,
we love you.
Our other co-host, I mean, we already do a serious show with her. And, it, you know, it would have fit good on that one, too. And we might bring it up a little bit on that one. But I felt like... The stash would have been. I feel like the stash is the best fit for us to kind of do it with.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely trying
so
to bring a little
you
bit
guys
of to the fucking to the table as well.
Right, and I think that'd be our first actual guest.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we had a couple guests.
So that'd be pretty fun.
But guests
have
as far
we?
As like topic guests, yeah, that'll be our first.
Oh, we have had a
yeah,
couple people.
Friend,
that's right.
We called him Chop Suey or some Asian name.
Oh, yeah. Wong Bong Chong.
That's it.
Which, by the way, guys, all joking aside, Dalton, he's been on a few times. That's dude's real name. He did have his his transplant. Everything went good with it.
Yep.
He had a kid not long ago, him and his old lady, so...
Yep.
Very proud of this kid. I've known him since he was like 16.
Adorable.
Good dude.
Kid's adorable.
So.
Absolutely. I've seen
so if, give him a shout out, everybody.
He follows you.
Yeah.
He's doing, like, from what I've seen, he seems to be doing pretty good. And his kid's absolutely fucking
great.
Awesome,
no, he's a good dude. Well, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's been another Weeds Day. Get it? Weeds Day?
Yeah.
Bro.
Funny story before we go.
Huh?
Funny story before we go. Last night.
Go for it.
Real bad anxiety. We've been going through a few things. So, went to my buddy's house. I was like, hey, man. What are you doing? He's like, not shit. You look stressed. Eat this brownie.
Oh, shit. How much THC was in this brownie?
I went back home. I ate the brownie. Went back home. My kids were still up and playing. I just walked in the room, turned the lights off, shut their door, walked in the bedroom, pulled my pants off, and went to sleep. I did not wake up until 6 o'clock.
Oh, my God. All right. Here's a funny story. I saw it on either TikTok or Facebook or something, right? It was this black dude, and he just ate a brownie, like a pot brownie. And he's like, white people, why do you put so much... weed in your brownies. And he's like tripping, right? He's like, what am I trying to hide? What problems are you running from?
Yeah.
You just have to watch. You guys have to watch the video. It's fucking hilarious. It's shit.
Oh, no, that's
I'm
accurate.
Like,
it's my dude was my dude's hillbilly. You know what I mean? He's super white. Homemade brownies from his homegrown weed. And, I mean, I had to ask him today when I fucking seen him. I was like, dude, what did you put in there? He's like, I don't know. I just poured it in there and let it do its thing. I'm still feeling funny.
You know, smoking like a real meth dealer.
I
just poured it in there.
Since I woke up at 6 o'clock.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. I'm trying my best to hold a conversation with you right now, but, like, if I'm being honest,
shit.
There's people walking outside the windows of my house right now. And I know they're not real.
Okay, good. I was about to say, bro, this ain't one of those cop situations, is it?
No. No, I know that's not real. I'm like, oh, look, there's Steve. He died 10 years ago.
All All right, bro. You go trip on the people outside your house. I'm going to go smoke me some.
Oh, no.
Remember, guys, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs
roasting.
All right, everybody have a great night.